Welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendland, your host and storyteller. For many years, I made up a new bedtime story for my children every night. And in 2020, I told them a story about a girl who attended an online school for adventuring while they were dealing with online school themselves. I hope you enjoy these stories of Myra and the online school.
Once they got back to the path, Myra and Tweety, Antoine and Chelsea and Corin pretty much ran all the way back to campus. They stopped outside the sneaker dorm and just stood staring at each other for a minute. "What was that thing?" said Antoine. "The deer said it was a string demon." "I've never heard of a string demon before," said Myra. "Has anybody ever heard of a string demon?"
"No," said Corin. "Well, clearly we've got to find out more about this. Whatever that thing was, it was hunting giant spiders."
"That's insane. Nothing hunts giant spiders. They are the hunters."
"Well," said Myra, "tomorrow I'll ask Kisa if it's something that the third years know about. And Tweety, you ask Professor Tad. And Corin, you ask Cook. And Chelsea and Antoine, you all see if you can find that religion professor that I saw talking to the deer in the tavern."
"Okay," said Antoine. "And now I guess we should get some sleep."
"I don't know how much I'm going to be sleeping," said Myra, "but it's definitely time to rest." So they all headed to their various rooms. Once Myra was ready for bed, was laying there, she could hear Tweety shifting slightly in her box of sand underneath her.
"Have you ever seen anything like that, Tweety?" said Myra.
"No," said Tweety. "Well, I'm not going back into the forest until I have some idea what's going on in there," said Myra. It seemed to take her a long time to get to sleep. But she woke early, determined to head to the cafeteria and get there before Kisa had left for her early classes.
When she arrived, the cafeteria seemed reassuringly normal,
and she swiftly found Kisa and sat down across from her. She was happy to see that her sister was not with friends this particular morning, but she did seem to be busy studying.
"You have a test today?" said Myra.
"Yeah," said Kisa.
"Are you ready?" said Myra.
"Yeah," said Kisa.
"Are you wanting me to leave you alone to cram a last few morsels of knowledge into that thick head of yours?" said Myra.
"Yeah," said Kisa. "Well," said Myra, "I'm sorry, I can't. I saw something really weird last night in the forest." Kisa stopped eating and looked up at her. "What were you doing in the forest at night?" she said. "You're not supposed to go into the forest at night. I'm not even supposed to go into the forest at night without others."
"Well," said Myra, "look, you've got to study, so let me just ask you. In all your classes up to this point, have you ever heard of something called a string demon?"
Kisa thought for a moment.
"No," she said. "Why?"
"Because," said Myra, I'm pretty sure we saw something last night in the forest, and the deer said it was a string demon."
"I'm sorry, what?" said Kisa. "What were you doing in the forest? Did you eat some funny mushrooms?"
"No," said Myra. "No mushrooms. This thing chased us. It had captured a giant spider, and it chased us. And then the deer rescued us and told us it was a string demon and we should leave."
"All right," said Kisa. "I have a test to take, and so I'm not going to get into this with you right now. But we're having dinner together tonight, and you're going to tell me the whole story and also stay out of the forest."
"I can do that," said Myra. "I will see you for dinner, and I will stay out of the forest."
Kisa returned to studying for a couple minutes before she dashed off for her class, and Myra had time for a couple pancakes before heading to her own class. She was tempted to ask Professor Tad about the string demon, but Tweety had said that Tweety would do it, so Myra decided that she would stick with seeing what she could find out from Kisa. She worked that day on... They were working on climbing, which she actually rather enjoyed. The area where she had grown up was rather rocky, and she had childhood memories of climbing up a lot of large rocks and up and over boulders, and the practice climbing walls were not too much different than that. After classes were over, she met the others outside of her dorm. They hadn't discussed it, but they all just seemed to show up around the same time. Kisa didn't know anything, said Mara, except that we were not supposed to be in the forest, but I'm going to tell her the whole story tonight over dinner. Maybe it'll jog her memory or something. Tweety said, Well, I asked Professor Tad about string demons, and he said he didn't know anything. Although, I don't know. I think he might have been not quite telling the whole truth, but how do you tell with a sneaker professor, you know? Fair enough, said Mara. She looked over at Antoine.
Chelsea, did you all get anything out of the religion professor?
He definitely knows something, said Antoine. And he definitely isn't telling us, said Chelsea. He asked us some questions about what we saw and told him about it. He looked very serious. But when we asked him if he knew anything about it, he said no. Mara sighed. How are we supposed to know what we're supposed to do if he won't talk to us? I think that's the point, said Chelsea. I don't think he wants us doing anything. I believe... What were his words again, exactly, Antoine? He said, stay out of the forest, said Antoine. Oh, yeah, said Chelsea, that was it. Well, said Corin, the fighting professor
said he didn't know anything about string demons, but the teaching assistant, who's from Awerp, said that they have some very strange things in the forests there, and that the thing we saw sort of sounds like something that they call a twine demon. So, maybe similar? Could she tell you anything about it? I don't know. We were kind of busy hitting each other with shields, and so I didn't get to talk to her more about it, but I'll see. All right, said Mara. Well, I'm going to have dinner with Kisa. Dinner with Kisa proved somewhat unproductive. Right up until the very end, when she was describing the end of her adventure, Kisa got to the part about the deer with the glowing blue horns. When she heard someone clear their throat behind her, she turned around and Cook was standing there, looking at her very steadily with her one great eye. Oh, said Mara. Hi, Cook. Don't you hi Cook me, said Cook. What were you doing in the forest at night? Students aren't allowed there. Yes, said Mara. You know why, said Cook.
Why, said Mara.
Because, said Cook, they get eaten by the weird things in the forest, unless kindly deer come along and save them.
Yes, said Mara. I sort of have experienced that now.
Well, don't experience it again, said Cook. There may be demons in the forest, string and otherwise, but the deer have it under control. You don't need to worry about it. And no, I'm not telling you anything more about it, she said, as Mara opened her mouth to inquire. Wait, said Kisa. What do you mean there may be demons in the forest?
I said Cook, that there are reasons for the rules, and you're not a graduate yet either, Kisa.
When you're graduated, you'll know everything.
But, said Kisa, I'm studying giant spiders. I'm going to be in the forest a lot.
Not alone, you're not, said Cook. Remember that. Follow the rules. They're there for your own good.
Mara and Kisa looked at each other. Mara was a little perturbed by the look on her sister's face. She always thought of her sister as being a couple years older, wiser, more experienced, sort of ready for anything. It disturbed her greatly to see the look of worry on Kisa's face. Look, said Mara, if you need somebody to go into the forest with you, just ask me. I'll go any time.
No, said Cook,
who was already on the other side of the kitchen, but apparently had excellent hearing. You won't. You don't go into the forest unless you have a professor with you. Myra turned a little red. The whole dining room had turned to look to see who Cook was talking to. Myra just waved. All right, Cook, she said. She looked back at Kisa. All right, said Kisa. You're right. We need to figure out what's going on. So what do we do, said Myra. No one's telling us anything. Well, said Kisa, I think our next step is probably to hit the school library. All right, said Myra. Now? No, said Kisa. Silly first year. Always finish your dessert first. And that is where we're going to end for tonight.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.